it's time for JB and the General. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now. 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Monday morning in the Music City. Boy, don't let that sun fool you. It is chilly out there. Welcome in. WNSR, JB and the General, John Burton, General Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. General, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Do you have a message for the troops this morning?
Message to the troops. It's okay to apologize, and I will apologize a little bit later in the show.
Before we went on the air. You're showing a lot of personal growth. First of all, haircut looks great.
Thank you. Good job by you. Thank you.
Or whoever your stylist is.
Like I said, I appreciate you and Keith Bullock working with me. Was texting back and forth with my hairstylist. It's not a barber. I go to a woman, does a great job.
Yeah.
And I go, things are bad. Things are drastic. Please get me in. She goes, Friday's all I got. Okay. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. So we were able to work that around the podcast taping. By the way, you can check out this week's podcast with yours truly, Mr. Patton Cook, and of course, former Titan Keith Bullock. If you don't know, it's called What's Good with KB and JB podcast show. You can find it on Spotify, Apple, Google, CastBox, pretty much Amazon Music, pretty much wherever you get your podcast, you can find us. We'd love for you to give us a listen. You're showing a lot of personal growth. You're going to make some apologies a little bit later on.
Yes, one of those individuals I may have a promo of right now, maybe calling out a body part or two of his. But yes. It is growth. It is okay to be wrong sometimes. And I'm wrong plenty here.
Who are you telling? And you're referring to your Cavaliers getting a game one win over the Magic. My Knicks got a hard-fought win over the Sixers. But what we're going to start with today, obviously, is what happened last night or early this morning. Patton, let's go ahead and call that the worst third period in Nashville Predators playoff history.
It certainly was.
It was all there for them. They're up 2-1. They went on three straight power plays. It looked like, all right, well, they're going to convert on one of these and put this game away the way Saros was playing. And all of a sudden, in a 12-second span, it went up in smoke. The Canucks tie it. Then 12 seconds later, they take the lead. They add an empty netter, and they win 4-2. And the Preds went from being feeling great, about to take a 1-0 series lead and steal home ice advantage, technically, from the Vancouver Canucks. And now they're down 0-1. And I think a lot of Preds fans, may have even went to bed in the middle of that third period thinking, we got this. You're waking up this morning realizing that, what? We lost? We're down 0-1? I don't know what to make of that game. I mean, it was there for them. Like I said, they had an opportunity to put it away. Three straight power plays, and give credit to the Vancouver penalty kill because, they desperately needed to keep it at 2-1 to give themselves a chance. They killed off those penalties, and, they were able to take control and take the lead.
Yeah, and after the Preds, they scored on their first power play, Ryan O'Reilly,
yeah.
You figured maybe that could be a sign of things to come, but to your point, it was excellent penalty killing down the stretch for the Canucks, and you go in 2-1 into the third period. And you mentioned Preds fans maybe going to bed. I may have been one of those individuals. Got to get up early to make sure I don't oversleep.
Well, people got to work in the morning.
Exactly.
It's a late night Sunday night game, and people are probably thinking, like I said, oh, it's 2-1. We're on a power play. We're fine. We got this. I'll catch up in the morning. And I'm sure a lot of people woke up and was like, what do you mean we lost that game?
Yeah, I certainly caught up first thing in the morning this morning. But, John, you wonder if that was maybe the opportunity. It's kind of just depends on how you look at it. You can look at it one way saying,
I'm glad you said that, because my kind of question would be, all right, if you're a Preds fan this morning, are you glass half full?
Right.
Or are you glass half empty? Right,
because they didn't look overmatched.
No,
by any means,
they played very well for 2.5 periods.
You could argue they were the better team until that third period.
I thought they were.
So But the other side of it, it's kind of that age-old give it the good college try in game number one. Try and get in there, get that first series win. You don't, and you wonder where this series will go from here. I don't think game two's a must-win by any means, John, but if they do end up dropping two.
You'd rather not come home down 0-2, exactly. But it's not, especially in hockey series, because it's funny because, you know, I've been covering hockey a long time, and, you know, a team goes down 0-2, and you're like, okay, well, it's game three. Is it a must-win? And they'll look at you like you got five heads. Like, no, it's not a must-win. It's not a must-win until and unless you're facing elimination.
Yep, totally. And I thought last night I liked what I saw from some of them. Luke Evangelista, John, I thought it, especially early, should have had an assist in the first period, had a great pass across the ice, and goaltender for the Canucks made an outstanding stop. But I thought the young players, that's who I was looking at last night. How are you going to handle it? To me, the lights didn't look too big for them. I thought they played well. Now, there were some miscues, specifically that third goal, John, we were talking right before we started.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. That'll drive Bruno insane because
Alex Carrier looked like he didn't know whether the you-know-what or wine
was right.
He had no clue what was going on in that play.
And the Canucks were going to get back into that game. They were always going to give it all they had in the third period. They were more than likely going to tie that game, but to give up that leading goal, you can't have it.
Especially 12 seconds
exactly.
After they tie it.
Somebody's got to get in there and say, hold on to the bleeping puck, and let's just kind of calm down a little bit because the crowd was amped up last mm-hmm. night. But give credit to the home team. They yep. kind of fed off of it and got the lead and got the win.
Dakota Joshua with two goals, had the empty netter, two goals and assists. Quinn Hughes, a couple assists. You mentioned Ryan O'Reilly with the power play goal in the second period that gave the Preds the lead. Obviously, Jason
Great
Zucker.
Great goal, by the way.
Yeah, it was a terrific goal. Yeah. Jason Zucker. And the first Jason Zucker scoring in the first period mm-hmm. for the Preds to give them a 1-0 lead. The first Vancouver goal, was that? Mm. They were saying that maybe that might have went off of Yossi's skate or a stick or something like that, because that's normally a save that, you know, from that far out that UC Saros would make.
And really no bodies in between either, so it was as soon as that goal went in, I go, UC, what are you doing? Well, they kept playing a couple of replays, and on Twitter, Alex mm-hmm. Doherty, who comes on with Darren in the afternoons, mm-hmm. he said it looked like a skate came off of it. He was there last night. Unfortunate goal, but that was one they definitely had to have because the Preds got on the board quick and really should have had a goal before that, like I mentioned, from a Luke Evangelista pass. But
yeah.
I thought they came out hot.
I thought they played fast.
Really
I thought
did.
They played physical. I thought they kind of took the fight to Vancouver in the first, like I said, first 2.5 periods. I thought they were the better team, didn't you?
I certainly did. And you had the young players in there, but I thought guys who had been there before more than once or twice, Yossi, O'Reilly, McDonough, I thought they started off fast. So it's so unfortunate we're talking about how well the Preds did. You're down 0-1.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the life of playoff hockey.
And I think that's the question. You give us a call, 615-844-5600. Where are you at?
Right.
Are you glass half full? Are you glass half empty? Like you said, now listen, tomorrow night you got game two. You got a chance to win, and then you come home with what, you know, you get what you came for, right? A split in the first two games on the road, and you come home and, you know, for games three and four, you know, Friday and Sunday at Bridgestone Arena, which is going to be rocking. But, you know, they've got to be sitting there going, how are we down 0-1 in this series with how well we played last night? I think that's the biggest takeaway for me.
Yeah, and if I'm Bruno, I'd say by lunchtime, we've got to wipe that game out of our head, because you can't go into game two thinking, man, we really should be up 1-0 right here. That's how you get in trouble. So that's on the veterans. That's something the younger guys and guys who aren't as experienced in the postseason don't know how to really do. In the regular season, I don't know, it's a little bit different, but I think in the postseason, you've got to get game one out of your head extremely quick, because if
make
not,
your adjustments, focus, you know,
right.
Focus on what you need to do for game two. You're 100% right. You can't let that linger.
No.
So we'll see how the Preds bounce back tomorrow night in game two. Another 9 o'clock start. So can't wait for that. How about that game between the Jets and the Avalanche yesterday? 7-6. What, man? I thought things were supposed to be tightening up for the playoffs, but they were just going absolutely berserk yesterday in Winnipeg. Good game. Looks like that's going to be a fun series to watch.
It is, and I was kind of turned on that game right towards the middle of the third period just to, as a little appetizer, and I go, my goodness, if half the game we got between those two for the Preds, I might be out in the front lawn in my house, quite frankly. But to me, John, that's a series you could see either way going. Colorado is always going to have the offense and the goal scoring, but boy, do they not look very strong at the back. Goaltender giving up 7 goals, no good.
Yeah, my Rangers take care of business in game one against the Capitals 4-1. Capitals look old and slow. The Rangers are highly motivated not only to win this series, but to get it done early so they can, you know, because that's the problem with the Rangers. They've had a lot of success over the last several years, but they keep getting in these 7-game dogfights. And by the time they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, they're worn out. You know what I mean? You know, a couple years ago, they got to the Conference Finals. Remember, they were up 2-0 on the Tampa Bay Lightning and then lost 4 straight. I just think they ran out of gas. Panthers over the Lightning 3-2, so they take a 1-0 lead in that series. We mentioned the Predators losing last night 4-2 to the Canucks, a game that looked like they had won Saturday. What's up?
And like in the NBA, John, every home team won over the weekend.
Yep.
So it's that's
I think
a
that
trend.
Was the first time in, I don't know, like forever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a great point. Yep. All the, what, 6 games and all the home teams won. Because on Saturday, the Hurricanes beat the Islanders 3-1. I don't think that's going to be a very long series. And the Bruins beat the Maple Leafs 5-1. The Bruins, of course, got embarrassed last year after winning the President's Trophy and setting a record, NHL record for most points in a season.
I wonder if they got any bulletin board material in that changing room.
I think the Bees are a little bit fired up. A little bit fired up. So, yeah, exciting stuff there. NBA, the Celtics, they just crushed the Heat 114-94. Tatum had a triple-double. I mean, without playoff Jimmy, the Heat are cooked. And Bam Adebayo, you know, he's, you know, he 24 points and 6 rebounds, but, you know, he's not going to have the kind of effect that a healthy, you know, motivated and playing well Jimmy Butler is going to have.
Yeah, what no Jimmy Butler gives you, he's great on the offensive end, John, but he isn't able to guard Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown on the bench. It's kind of one of those that they really aren't, do not match up well, because Adebayo has to be on Porzingis 24/7, because if not, they don't have an answer for him. So it's just a bad, what you saw in game one, I think you might see 3 more times. And, one might be quick.
This probably at best a gentleman sweep, right, if not a sweep. Clippers beat the Mavs 109-97. James Harden, remember him?
Sure did.
28 and 8 assists.
Incredible.
Wow. And,
wow indeed, because we were talking on Friday. I like the Mavericks. I like how they closed the regular season. Schmitty's been letting us know their win streak, but boy, they had their pants pulled down.
Mr. Dallas, Schmitty.
Luka played great, but other than that, for Dallas, they did not have an answer. You had OKC flashbacks. You had James Harden and Russell Westbrook throwing alley-oops to each other last night.
You mentioned Luka, 33 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. This is what Shaq says. Superstars are going to be superstars in the playoffs. It's your quote-unquote others that need to step up. And apparently for the Mavs, the others, Kyrie had a good game too, but you know, it's got to be about the others in the playoffs, because superstars are going to get theirs. Speaking of superstars,
that was without Kawhi as well. John, he did not play at all. He was out on for game one for L.A., so you did all that without arguably your best player.
Yeah, I was one. Okay. Is he injured?
Injured, obviously,
yeah. Yeah. He just didn't feel like playing. That was a stupid question. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Well, for Kawhi, not
too
stupid.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah, his reputation is not exactly sterling in that department. Right. Bucks without Giannis blew out the Pacers 109-94. Dame Lillard 35 in the first half, 19 in the first quarter.
In case you forgot who Dame time is.
I'm slapping my wrist.
Yes, you are.
It's Dame time.
And that's the first time I think we've really seen that this year, John, and it's not a mystery. It was without Giannis. It's hard for a guy like that, a volume shooter, to kind of be
a ball-dominant volume shooting point guard.
A second fiddle to Giannis, because that's what he is. Giannis is the better player, but he took care of business. Tyrese Halliburton last night, John, triple single. The Charles Barkley patented special.
The Draymond Green triple single.
Right.
He had knucklehead.
It just wasn't super aggressive. He shot 57% from the field, John. Just, I wasn't I don't know what we saw last night from him. His first time really being in the postseason either. Yeah. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but he did not look right for whatever reason.
Interesting. Great game between the Thunder and the Pelicans mm-hmm. last night. 94-92, OKC hold serve, and they're up 1-0 in that series. But that was a back-and-forth game. Could have went either way.
Yes, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, ISO at the very end, got the and one. They end up getting the stop. Lou Dort, John, my goodness. I know his brother Lee Dort didn't exactly work out here on West End, but his older brother, lockdown defender. I tell you, I was watching that game yesterday. Fantastic bit of play. I thought OKC had their nerves early, but getting that win because – I mean, they got a lot of pressure for me, John, going in the number one overall seed.
Yeah.
Many are asking how strong is this team. I mean,
a lot
team.
Of people are thinking this is a Fugazi number yeah, one seed.
But
I may or may not be one of them.
Yeah, but getting the win game one was big for yeah. them. I think that might calm some nerves. But this team's legit. I don't know this year, but next 4 or 5 years, I mean, all these kids are under 25, and this is exceptional.
My Knicks beat the Sixers on Saturday to take a 1-0 series lead. I mean, Embiid is kind of hobbled a little bit.
What are they doing, John?
Who, the Sixers?
Yeah, they threw him back out there after he.
They probably shot him. They probably gave him a shot. Let me rephrase that. They probably gave him a shot of cortisone. Jeez, it's early, and I worked late last night.
It was a great play at the end of the first half, the alley-oop to himself, but he came down and immediately, I mean, they were showing a close-up of his face. It looked like.
I thought he'd
seen a ghost.
Yeah.
And they threw him back out there. I don't know.
He's only 60, maybe 70%. And I think, you know.
You're asking for it.
It's advantage. Although Tyrese Maxey played outstanding. Boy, mm-hmm. that guy's a problem. Timberwolves beat the Suns. They blew them out 120-95. Nuggets beat the Lakers. Lakers looked good early in the first half, but Joker was Joker. And of course, your Cavaliers beat the Magic 97-83. Donovan Mitchell. 30 points, and they're breathing a little easier right now in the land because, trust me, Cleveland fan, and you're probably one of them, nervous coming into this series based on how poorly the Cavs played down the stretch of the regular season.
I really were, and got to give a shout-out to the fans. Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse was incredible. For the first 2 minutes of the ESPN broadcast, I don't know if they're having technical difficulties or not, but they just let the crowd kind of go through it in two big three-pointers in a slam dunk by the Cavaliers. Fantastic. A couple players I will apologize to in this next segment. So
yeah,
you're not going to
hold that through the break.
But was really impressed. I know the Magic probably are really shouldn't be here, quite frankly. They were dominated from minute one in game number one. But I thought for what we saw last year, you had some physicality, and that to me is what they needed.
Yeah, because the Knicks pushed them around last year.
Really
in the playoffs,
did.
And that's been a bone of contention.
I think they grew up over this season. They needed to show that, and they did, and credit to them going into game number two tonight.
Well, I think I think the Cavaliers are going to win that series, but I think the Magic are going to respond. It's going to be a longer series than people think. You know, I don't think it's going to be, it's definitely not going to be a sweep. I don't see a gentleman's sweep. Probably six games, but the Cavs will win.
I agree.
The Cavs will definitely move on. All right, Preds fans, we're here for you. What do you make of last night? Are you feeling good? Or, you know, is the glass half full or half empty? You dominated for 2.5 periods, and then you wind up losing. You're down 0-1, game two tomorrow night. Teresa Walker will join us at 10:25, but we want to light up those phone lines and text. Same number, 615-844-5600. We're back, WNSR.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over two decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win.
With the band is coming back.
What I mean, what happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, you know, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
On a Monday, plenty to react to. Tennessee with a big series win over Kentucky.
That got a little fiery.
What happened? What I missed? I was.
Had some dugout chants from the Kentucky Wildcats, and Tony Vols after said, "We don't really do any of that cheerleading stuff." All due respect to those guys.
Aren't they the guys that give the fur coat to the guy that hits the home run?
I'm just just a reporter, John. I don't. I would never bash the proud University of Tennessee.
I gotcha. Jeez. Things heating up in SEC college baseball, man.
Vandy with a nice win as well over the weekend, beating Florida.
Yep.
Main story come out
of
that
one. Nice bounce back given the disaster that happened last week at Texas A&M.
It really was. The main story to come out of it, though, is not necessarily Vandy friendly. J.D. Thompson was ejected in game number 3 for an illegal substance on his right forearm. It was pointed to by the Florida bench. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, Sully doing Sully things.
Yeah, and something was on his right forearm. You know what I say to that, John? Are kids not allowed to put sunscreen on anymore? I mean,
well, we'll talk to Corbs about it Thursday morning at 9:25.
He was very pleasantly talking about it after the game.
Mm.
Not.
he didn't
really want to go too far into it. All now, right. If this holds up, this is a 4-game suspension for JD, so this which will put him out this weekend at the very least. So it's we'll see kind of how things progress, but not good. for Tim Corbin and the Vandy boys?
Well, Tony, we'll ask him. We don't know what he's going to say.
Yes.
And we'll take him, whatever answer he gives us, and we're going to move on. But we will ask about that Thursday at 9:25. By the way, Thursday, if you need it, it's day, night one of the NFL draft, as if there aren't enough other things
here
going
on.
Disaster for Nashville SC at Miami.
Oh,
Messi doing messy things.
Boy.
Messi owns Nashville SC. Can we just say that?
He does. He's got this whole city by the neck. And
let's face it. SC was lucky to be up 1-0 because Miami got an own goal.
Yep.
And then Messi was like, I'll just go ahead and take over this game.
And Nashville had a real chance to go up 2-0 about 2 minutes later, had a fantastic save off the line from Inter Miami. But you were absolutely correct. Lionel Messi with a goal via penalty, also a goal from outside the box, was just put on a clinic. And it's such a pleasure to watch because Hani Mukhtar, fantastic player, MLS player, but you see the levels. Because
I've always asked, like, why isn't he playing internationally? And you said, listen, Hani's good, but he may not be on the level of the upper echelon international players. And, you know, as good as Hani's been, I mean, Messi's just, he's a magician out there.
He sure is. And this is a guy about 6 or 7 years out of his prime, to be quite honest.
He's out there just running around having fun.
He really is, and it's been fantastic to watch. For Nashville SC fans, not so much, but I don't know. It's just Nashville's deployed a few different techniques from them. One where they've just had a guy follow them around. That hasn't worked. They've kind of had a zonal system following them around. That has not worked. I'll say this, don't feel bad, Gary Smith and Nashville SC, because clubs around the world have been trying to figure out how to stop him. The guy is just a magician. He weaves in and out of players. Isn't the fastest guy, but
no, but he's quick.
He is quick, and what he does, he holds the ball to his foot. The ball does not leave his foot. You watch him dribble; it does not leave an inch from his foot. The technique, the dribbling, it's fantastic. And he had another masterclass this weekend, two in a row. Now he sold out Arrowhead in Kansas City, took apart Sporting KC, and he took apart Nashville SC again, and the murmurs of where is this team going get louder and louder.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is your state of Nashville SC address? Where are they at? Just one win so far in the MLS, what, like four draws, three losses? Do I have that right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's a good question, because they go through some of these every now and then, John, because last year they came out to a really fast start, quite frankly. Got out to really the top two team right up until the Major League Soccer break. After that happened, kind of all hell broke loose, quite frankly. But what this team is, John, is kind of what I've always thought it to be. How good is Hani Mukhtar? How many goals is Hani Mukhtar scoring? How many assists is he getting? One goal right now for Hani. That's not good enough. That's not going to be good enough for Nashville if they're going to progress on, because they've tried to move away from being so reliant on him.
Maybe they should go back to being reliant.
Well, I there's definitely something to that. They brought in Sam Surridge to try and play off of Hani Mukhtar. It's worked well. Sam Surridge has scored a few goals. They had great moments against Inter Miami, but if Hani Mukhtar isn't scoring for Nashville, this team isn't scoring, and it's yet another goal or a game where you've only scored one. You're not going to win a lot of games scoring one in this league, and especially against Inter Miami and Lionel Messi. You're going to have to score three or four, and this team has never looked like being that. So for me, they are who I thought they are. It's where is Hani Mukhtar, and to me, John, it's a slow start for him. It's a slow start for Nashville.
Braves took 2 out of 3 from the World Series champion Rangers over the weekend. They opened a 3-game set at home against the Miami Marlins, 6:05 tonight, pregame on these airwaves on WNSR. So the Braves off to a good start. My Yankees take 2 out of 3 from the Rays. Mets took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers.
Sure did.
They started 0-5, and they're like 12-4 since then. So they're red hot. You know who's the hottest team in baseball right now? The Cleveland Guardians.
Yep.
They're 16-5.
Who needs Shane Bieber?
Bieber's out for the year. It's a new manager in Steven Vogt. They don't really have, I mean, you know, Jose Ramirez is really their only star player. They don't have a lot of thumpers in that lineup.
Mm-mm.
You know, starting pitching obviously is good if you're 16-5. they have a really good bullpen. Their closer's one of the best in the league, but they got to be the surprise of the early Major League Baseball season, the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, certainly. Best record in baseball at this moment. And like you said, your starting pitcher and your ace goes down in game number one, and they have not skipped a beat. Now, how long this lasts, this game is, in this season is very, very long, but good for Cleveland and good for the Guardians. Because really, I don't know what the expectations were for this season, John, but they couldn't have been to be 16-5 at your first 21.
Well, that wasn't, you know, but that wasn't foreseen. But just the fact that, you know, I think they went in going thinking, look, it's the American League Comedy Central, okay? you could be 82-80 and win that division. I mean, let's be honest, okay? But I think Detroit's going to be better this year. The White Sox are a mess. I mean, who knows about the Twins, but, you know, yeah, give the Guardians credit. All right, as we've been teasing all morning, yes, you, sir, are a young man. You're a young adult. You still have some personal growth to do. You're still a work in progress, as I am at my advanced age. And, you know, you mentioned it. Sometimes you have to admit when you're wrong. Sometimes you have to say the dreaded words, I'm sorry. So I'm going to give you the floor, General Patton Cook, and go ahead and, you know, say what you need to say, sir.
Well, John, thank you. And for my fiance, Lexi, listening right now, yes, I'm wrong sometimes.
Good morning, Lexi.
Yes, good morning. Good morning to you. I'm wrong sometimes. It's not often. I'm kidding. It's often, quite often. I'd like to apologize to a few Cavaliers players. One being a guy who I called fat on air. I didn't say fat. I mentioned his beer belly, which he still has in George Niang. But Johnny fired me up over the weekend.
Yeah.
That little brouhaha he had between, I believe, Jalen Suggs, if not, I can't, one of the Magic players, but as early in that first half. And John, I thought that was not something they had last year. Yep. They had a lot of nice guys. They didn't have really anybody that's willing to get in your face and yell and pick up a technical and kind of rally up the crowd. But that's exactly what he did yesterday. And he played well, not only just kind of drawing technicals and getting in guys' face, but what he gave the Cavs yesterday, John, it's not something they have. It's a bit of a you-know-what, a blank on the court. And I thought that was big for them. They needed something like that early because – really, the narrative, and I've pushed it a little bit this season, to me, they're a little bit soft, and they're a little bit young and fresh in the face. But
you're not the only Cavs fan that has said that. I mean, you know, a lot of people have said, because, like I said, last year in the playoffs, the Knicks just pushed them around.
Yeah, and they sure did. And I'm not sure regular season-wise George Niang has been the best thing for this Cavaliers team. But for the postseason, which I'll say it clearly means more in the postseason. You want to do better in the postseason than the regular season. I know it's early. I know it's one game for them, but I loved what George Niang gave them yesterday. And another one, a matchup I did not like at all heading into the series, Banchero and Evan Mobley. I thought that was a mismatch. It had been really all season long in the games they had played. Banchero against Evan Mobley was 0-for-4, two turnovers and 2 points this is according to NBA.com. In the times Evan Mobley was guarding Pablo Banchero, 0-for-4, 2 points, two turnovers. Fantastic, Evan. And he scored a couple three-pointers over the weekend as well. Two players I did not like. I've not as disparaging to Evan Mobley, I would say, since I started this radio show, but George Niang, definitely.
Well, there's a promo running on these airwaves with you ripping George Niang and, yeah, talking about his beer belly and, you know.
Which he has, but if the Cavs are winning.
Joker has a beer belly. He's going to win his third MVP
Years. I know, but I wanted to say to George Niang and Evan Mobley, I was wrong, and
go ahead, credit to it, you. Say it. Say the two words. Say it.
I'm sorry.
All right. Personal growth, ladies and gentlemen, for young Pat.
I was dreading that all weekend long. As soon as George Niang got that technical, I goes, I love this guy.
That's my boy. I'm going to battle with that guy anytime. He gets it. Well, good for you, man. Good for you. So, my Knicks with a hard-fought win in their game one, so an incredible weekend. But we want to hear from the Predators fans. 615-844-5600. How you feeling after last night's game? Are you glass half full or are you glass half empty? Because as we stated in the first segment, The Preds, in my opinion, were the better team for 2.5 periods. And, you know, do you chalk it up as just a bad couple of minutes? Or do you, or, you know, or as you said, do you think this was your chance? And, you know, maybe that chance has gone away. I mean, it's hard to say. It's, you know, it's a long series, 7 games. You win tomorrow, mission accomplished, right?
Right.
You get the split on the road. You come back home in a 1-1 series with 2 straight on the road Friday night, 6:30, more like 6:42, and then Sunday, 4 p.m. So, you know, the opportunity is still there to get out of these first 2 games what you wanted.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure where I want to fall in terms of half full or half empty, but I think they learned some things, the Preds did, that there are some opportunities there. I didn't think either goaltender was really fantastic.
No.
They had moments. UC had some big saves, mm-hmm. but only 17 saves for Soros yesterday. The shots weren't a ton of shots on net.
Not a lot of shots, not a lot of penalties. I mean, the Preds only had 2 penalties for the night, so that's a good sign. You have to stay out of the box against Vancouver because they had the 10th best power play percentage in the league.
Sure was, and I thought a few moments for Roman Josi was really close to scoring, had one fire off the upright, and then in that third period...
Somebody hit the crossbar.
Yes.
That Josi?
Josi, yep. Okay. It was Josi, I believe, in the second period. But in the third, he had a moment where he was kind of spinning behind the net. I thought there's some moments and some guys who kind of found some openings and had chances to get some pucks on net and get the goals, didn't end up happening. But I like them tomorrow night in game number 2. I know game 1 was probably their opportunity to steal one at home, but I didn't think the Canucks looked unbeatable, especially at home. Now, the crowd was electric, a whiteout for them over the weekend. So really good atmosphere. I thought the game was exceptional. It wasn't as good as the game before, 7-6, but still very good from the Preds Canucks.
So rare to see that in a playoff game, you know, because everything tightens up for the playoffs, especially defensively. You know, teams are a lot more disciplined in their own zone and that kind of thing. So, yeah, a 7-6 game, that is a rarity. So, all right, well, your phone calls are welcome to the top of the hour. Teresa Walker will join us at 1025, 615-844-5600. JB and the General, WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number. 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage. 859-9599. 859-9599.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LANZESS.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
On a Monday, John Burton, the General, Pat and Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. So, Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters last week, and his wife is due to give birth, like, any second now. So you think, hey, I won the Masters. I'll see you at Valhalla at the PGA. I'm gonna take a couple weeks off. A week before, I'm gonna, you know, go out and practice. No, he goes to the RBC Heritage this week and wins minus 19, you know, 19 under par.
Had to finish up this morning.
Yeah, had to finish up this morning. You know, no big deal. Wow, is he on a roll or what?
Yeah, I imagine he was kind of like every other guy over the weekend. Honey, can I go play golf this weekend, please?
I'm about to give birth.
Yes, Scotty, go. Get out of the house. But no, fantastic run for him.
Oh my God, I didn't think he was going
to
play.
No, I didn't either. To be honest, the way they were talking at the Masters, I figured she was due any day.
I know exactly, and I know he had committed to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, fair play to him for saying, "Hey, I committed to play. I'm gonna play. And if I'm gonna play, I might as well win the damn thing." But you know, I would have been like, "Hey, sorry, I know I committed, but you know, my wife's about to give birth, and B, I just won the Masters, so you know, I'm just gonna second one in 3 years. I'm gonna chill for a little bit and." Like I said, I'll see you in Louisville at the Valhalla PGA Championship. But, well, he's on a roll, but so is Nelly Korda on the LPGA Tour. She won the Chevron Championship, the first major on the ladies' tour in the Woodlands, Texas. That is her fifth straight LPGA Tour victory that ties a record. She has been absolutely on fire as well. So, two golfers, one on the men's, one on the women's side, that are absolutely just owning it so far this season.
Now, John, I got a text. It's not from the text line, but to my personal phone. You are one phrase you use quite often here is mistakes were made, John.
Yes.
Now, my fiance's on her a bachelorette trip right now in Disney World.
Okay.
Mistakes might have been made at Epcot.
mistakes were made.
Yesterday. What is your best tip to unmistake yourself, if that makes sense?
Well, it depends on what the mistake is, right? I mean, are we talking legal?
Oh, gosh. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I mean, well, let's say you had you imbibed a little bit too much and maybe details of the night before are a little fuzzy. Number one, two things. Check your pockets and check your phone. Okay? Check, you know. Did you send any text message? Did you receive any text messages that could be, you know, considered questionable?
Incriminating.
Incriminating, yes. Well played. I think that's your first step.
Okay.
Now, if you actually made the mistake, well, you know, as I've often said, if you don't remember it, it never happened.
Now, when did that come to you, John?
About age 15, 14. It's not something I'm proud of, Patton. Okay. I'll put it to you this way. I was a rugby player in college.
All right.
Let your imagination, you know, do with that information what you will. There were as many as Sunday morning.
How there hasn't been a movie made about a rugby player in college, I don't know.
There were many a Sunday morning where I'd wake up and be like, well, first, where am I? Second, how did I get here? Yeah. Third, what in the blue hell did I get into last night? Like when I played, all the fraternities were jealous of us because the sororities loved us. So we would have at the rugby house, which was a cesspool of filth that these guys lived in.
Right.
They invited me to like move in. I'm like, hell no, there's no way I'm living with you guys. We would have dual parties, the rugby club and a sorority. And they would be the best parties. Like we would just, you know, it was, you can imagine the debauchery and just good, clean, wholesome American fun by college aged adults. That's what I meant to say.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So are you at liberty to say what the mistake might have been?
Well, I don't know if there are any mistakes, but there's a trend right now going around drinking around Epcot. So all the countries, you have Japan, England. Yeah,
drinks around the world or something like that.
Yeah, so they...
Do you have like a drink specific to that country?
Yes.
Okay.
So like margaritas in Germany, they have the beers or whatever. I have a video of
margaritas from Mexico, I'm guessing.
Yes, I have a voice note of her just slurring words.
Hey, honey, I'm in Denmark. I love you. I can't wait to marry you. Okay, bye.
Which I absolutely kept, by the way. So it'll be on my phone forever. But no, I have.
Can we play it on the air?
Oh, God, no. Right? She would fly back here and it'd just be the JB show.
It would be, you're listening to the JB without the general.
Yeah, John, I hope you know how to run this board over here.
I guess I'm going to have to learn.
Yep.
Or AJ's going to have to come in and, he'll love that. All right, welcome to the JB show. Adam Johnson's here. Good morning, Adam.
What's up?
That's Braves baseball tonight. Well, listen, you know, nothing like, you know, you got to, sometimes you got to blow off a little steam, right? You know,
yeah.
You guys are planning a wedding. It's, I'm sure, no doubt a little stressful. And this was her opportunity to blow off a little steam.
No, I'm happy for her. She basically got promoted to a manager at her job, had her real manager. Ended up falling down some stairs.
Oh,
I don't know. It's one big mess for her. But shout out, Lexi. Hope you're having fun.
By the way, this brings up a question. Are you going to do a bachelor night? Are your boys going to do something for you?
So we are getting married in Gatlinburg. So we're going up a couple nights before.
Okay.
We've got a cabin to ourselves.
Nice.
Just the guys. So we're going to, I believe, hit up downtown Gatlinburg maybe and play some poker and just stuff like that. To be completely front and center here,
yeah.
All my 18 jobs, paid time off isn't a word that comes
right.
across any
yeah,
of them.
Yeah,
so I'm making it work in my
PTO
own way.
PTO are not three letters that you're familiar with.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
But I'm making it work. But she does, and I'm glad she deserves it.
Well, so. Between now and the wedding, though, you're going to have to do a Monday night with JB.
Yes.
On the town. Nothing crazy. It's
no,
Monday.
Nothing crazy. We can get Keith in here as well.
Yeah, we'll get KB to roll with us.
Yeah.
You know, Pokey can come if he wants. What could possibly go wrong?
Right. Patton? Nothing. Nothing at all.
All right. We'll come back, close out hour number one, take your phone calls. Stay with us. WNSR.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice,
Ice, Nature's Blend, and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text HEALTHY to 511-511. Text HEALTHY to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now, that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th, with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
On a Monday, John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, watching PK Subban on Get Up right now in another beautifully tailored suit, talking hockey. Mike Greenberg acting like he's really into it. Like, oh, who do you... How far can the Rangers go? He has no clue, and he doesn't care.
Yeah, big, you know, backstabber, Mike Greenberg.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel the exact same way. Yep. I think he did my man Mike Golic dirty.
Totally
dirty. Who we have on the line? Jack.
Jack
in Old Hickory. Morning, Jack. What's up, pal?
Actually, right now I'm out in Hermitage.
Hermitage. Well, good morning to you, pal. How are you?
Okay. That your young man about to be married, so listen to your Uncle Jack.
All right, Jack.
Own him. Tell the painful truth, no matter how stupid or dumb it makes you feel. Own it and fix it.
That's good advice right there.
Thank you, Jack.
Take it from a man that made every mistake in the book, and then they had to start a second book.
Yeah, I was right there with you when the second book was being written, believe me. You know, I mean, I Patton's taking dating advice and marriage advice from a guy that can't get a date and has never been married. So there you go.
Oh,
not you, Jack, well, me.
I've done it twice. I'm married to the love of my life. And you got to remember, that's your best friend.
Yeah, yep.
And you don't mess them up.
Yes, sir. Well played.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Thanks, Jack. Good to talk with you, man.
I'm taking all the advice I can get here.
Yeah. You know, listen, you know, it's experience is the best teacher, but if you get some good advice from people that have been around the block, that is good. And, wow, we got some big things coming up. Arena football, the Cats play their opener this Saturday at Municipal. That is outstanding. They got a big media event coming up.
Boy, that's crazy to say.
I know. It feels like,
and we're not even involved in any way. I'm telling you, Greg Hogan.
When I worked for the Destroyers, and we were launching our inaugural season, you know, we had the calendar 400 days away from the opener, 300 days away. And next thing you know, it's like there's 4 days until the damn opener. I'm like, am I ready? Is everything done? So
have to find out.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do Cat's Corner tomorrow. We'll have a Cat's guest on at 10:40. So it's here, man. And of course, the NFL draft is this week. Mm-hmm. We'll get into more of that on the other side of the top of the hour break. But yeah, the Cats are back. So this is a big week between the Preds, the NFL draft, the Cats. My gosh, it is. You know, it's so funny because people see me on the street. They're like, "Well, I guess things have really slowed down for you." I'm like, "What? For who?
Who are you talking about?"
Yeah, not for me, bro. We are very, very busy, bruv. So, gonna be a fun week, and we'll see what happens for the Preds tomorrow night in game two. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming up straight ahead. Teresa Walker joins us at 10:25. As promised, we're going to talk a little NFL draft on the other side. Stick around, WNSR.
Writer than you sometimes.
He's a fan.
I love sports so much.
He's in your face.
I will destroy those obnoxiously arrogant, clueless, tone-deaf superstars who are marginal players, good players, made careers, who believe they're Hall of Famers.
He's nice.
I promise. We're nice here.
He's humble.
I think I'm usually pretty good here on the show about admitting when I got it wrong.
Here's Bill Ryder.
All right, good morning. Welcome.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. The judge in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money case has ruled that if Trump takes the stand, prosecutors can question him about a number of previous legal issues. Here's ABC's John Santucci with more on what that could mean.
Think about all the cases Donald Trump has gone through up until this moment, the two E. Jean Carroll cases, et cetera. All of that can come up in court. And talking about where Donald Trump, of course, violated the gag order in some of those proceedings, the attorney general's case, and was hit with fines, etc.
Trump had sought to block all questions about other legal issues if he testified. The first witness is expected to be former National Enquirer editor David Pecker. And at some point, Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen will speak. Trump's team likely to try to discredit him.
They're going to say he is a liar, he is a fraud, he is a committed perjurer, and he is the key to their case, and you cannot trust his credibility.
That's ABC News. Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl. This is ABC News.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program, JB and the General, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Preds lose game one last night to the Canucks 4-2 in Vancouver. They're down 0-1 in the series. And for two and a half periods, it looked like the Preds are going to come out of there with a win and be up 1-0 heading into game two tomorrow night. Here to help us break it down for us, you hear him every afternoon from 2 to 4 on the McFarland Show with Justin McFarland. It's Darren McFarland. D-Mac, good morning. I understand you've had quite a morning already.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I am leaving the Murfreesboro Courthouse, Rutherford County.
What'd you do, Darren? What did you do? What did you do, Darren?
Look, I know you guys are used to questioning. You know, Greg Pogue was on that show, so I know you're used to this type of questioning. I did nothing. I was on jury duty for the first time in my life. I've never been summoned for jury duty. This is strange. John Patton, this is going to fall in the category of too much information. I get it. But in the last 5 days, I have done now three firsts in my life. And I'm 50 or something years old. On Thursday morning, I had a root canal.
Oh, wow.
Never had that done. Friday morning, this is again under too much information, I had my first ever colonoscopy.
Yeah, I got to get mine. It's all good.
Yeah. Please do that.
Yep.
Look, the prep is the only thing that stinks, John, but go do it. You go to sleep, you take a quick nap, and you're up and you're on your way, man.
All right.
It's no big deal. And then today, I was at the Rutherford County Courthouse for jury duty. The judge came in. They ended up, we sat in there for a couple hours. They dismissed the case because they can't find the victim. I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about this. They didn't say I couldn't. So anyway, apparently they believe the victim has fled the state and may be in Florida. So they have dismissed the trial. It was a criminal trial,
mm-hmm.
and they have dismissed it. So I'm free to go. And well, here I am.
Well, it's great to have you on because obviously, you know the Preds as well as anybody. You know this franchise as well as anybody. All those years working with the Preds. How should Preds fans feel this morning? Glass half full or glass half empty? Because DMAC, it looked for all the world like the Preds were the better team for 2.5 periods, and then it all fell apart about midway through the third.
JB, it's a great question. Like, it's a tough one. It is a tough loss. I don't – look, you're right. For a decade, I did their postgame, their pregame, their intermissions. I traveled with the team during the playoffs. I've been in these buildings. I've been in these atmospheres, and I understand – it is truly game by game in these playoff series. I know people think there's momentum, and you can subscribe to that if you want, but if these coaches and players, they are trained well to flush and move on, or don't get too high and move on, because truly it is a grind for possibly 7 games. That one stung. That's a tough one for the fans. It's a tough one for the media covering it. But again, John, being through this over the years, this team, I promise you, Andrew Burnett will have them, their mindset, and the guys Barry Trotz brought in, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guys that have been the serial winners, as he called it. He called them that because they've been through all these wars. They understand. And look, guys like Roman Josi and Philip Forsberg and UC Saros and plenty of guys that were already on this roster have been through it too. They will flush and they will move on. But look, this is us talking, right?
Yep.
And the listeners. It still stings, man. That's a tough loss. And man, when you can get that first game, it does wonders. And look, every streak is meant to be broken, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so far in 25 years of Predators hockey in this market, they have never won a series where they lost game one.
Wow.
And those are the facts.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that again, streaks are meant to be broken. It doesn't mean that can't change, but that was their game to win. And I felt like they let one slip away.
Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that way, D-Mac. We're talking with Darren McFarland from the McFarland Show, 2 to 4 weekdays right here on WNSR, along with Justin McFarland. No relation that I'm aware of between you two, by the way. But, Darren, I look at that third period, and they had the Preds had three straight power plays, and you just figured, all right, they're going to convert one of these and put the game away. Was that more on the Preds' power play not executing in your mind, or was that just outstanding work by the Vancouver PK?
I got to be honest. Obviously, the Predators got a power play goal last night, and boy, did they get some great opportunities, and you said it. In fact, there was a time, the second period, where Vancouver spent a lot of the period killing off penalties. I mean, like, they would get done with one, a penalty kill, and boom, they're right back in the box. Those are tough minutes. That is hard on a team, killing those power plays or killing those penalties. Those are tough, tough minutes, especially in the playoffs. And Vancouver survived it. And yeah, that was a golden opportunity. You know, going back to what I said, John, to your question, because it really is a good one. I remember sitting in Chicago, and I remember sitting in St. Louis, and I remember sitting in Anaheim, and all those games started on the road, those
mm-hmm.
series.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that magical run season to the Stanley Cup Final. And sitting in those barns, and especially the Chicago series, because no one was giving the Predators a chance, including the Blackhawks fan. Nobody was predicting the Predators. And it was a great game, and the Predators survived it, and they won it. And what that does, and I'm going back to how big that could have been last night. Again, they'll have to flush and move on and try to capture game two. But it takes all the pressure off game two, right? Because let's be honest, they're not going to sit there and publicly say this, but we all know going on the road with two games, your objective is to split, right?
Yep.
They're never going to say that. They're going to say they're going there to win them both, and everybody gets that. But the reality is, you're going there for the split. And, man, when you capture game one, you're really playing with house money. Again, they can't say that publicly, but, man, you could tell in Chicago, game two, the more it went along, knowing that the Predators had won game one, you could feel the tension mounting, and it played in the Predators' favor because they were playing loose.
Mm-hmm.
They had captured game one, right? They were playing with house money, and, man, that could have been the case for them in Vancouver for game two. But, again, they'll have to move on from that. They had a golden opportunity, as we were just talking about. Man, you get another power play goal. It's, to me, it's game over. But, man, you blink in the third period, and the next thing you know, the Predators were up a goal, and then they were down a goal. If you went to the bathroom, you came back and said, what? If you went to go get a drink, you came back and said, what? What just happened?
Right.
Because I was just sitting there watching it and going, what just happened? So they'll have to regroup and find a way to again, find a way to get that split.
Darren, I saw the stat from Nick Kaiser on Twitter. This is UC Soros. He's got 11 playoff game starts in his career. Nine of those, he's given up three goals. What's your perspective on UC Soros in the playoffs, Darren?
I didn't have a problem, Patton, with last night. I had a problem with the first goal, right? That was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd like to have that back, and I got no excuses. He doesn't have any excuses. Like an elite goaltender in the league, like UC Charles, has to make that play, and it didn't happen. And they could have still survived that bad goal and won, but they didn't. That's a tough one. The other two, not going to blame it on him. Vancouver's creating a lot of traffic in front. I don't know about you guys. You know, Nashville's been very physical all year,
mm-hmm.
and in a lot of cases, especially when they got hot in the second half of the season, they pushed teams around and they dictated the pace and they dictated the flow and really the kind of the way the game went. I thought Vancouver did a great job of not letting the Predators do that last night. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but Nashville's going to have to push back a little bit more, man. Vancouver was not taking their crap last night, and that was pretty impressive to see.
What'd you make of Luke Evangelista? I thought early, specifically, he looked really good.
Yeah, and that's good, right? Because you never know how the young guys, the inexperienced guys, are going to be in that setting, man. It's a different season. It's a different world. 82 games in the regular season is one thing, and that's still a long grind playing against the best in the world. But you start season two in this environment on the road, which is a hostile. By the way, Vancouver fans. My goodness.
Oh, that place was alive last night. That was a fun atmosphere. It looked to be a fun atmosphere. Obviously, we weren't there, but it looked amazing.
JB, they're mean. Those Canuckleheads fans are mean. I've been in that arena, by the way.
Those mother Canuckers, as The Rock said many years ago.
Yeah. Those mother Canuckleheads were mean last night. So, Patton, getting back to your question, that's a lot for a young guy, right, to go into that environment. I thought he handled himself well. Obviously, he had a great season, and you wanted to see if that was going to translate.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he did a bang-up job. I'll be curious to see if Andrew Burnett makes any changes whatsoever. I don't think he will, but you never know in a loss, right? That's when the changes happen in a loss, so I'll be curious to see what he does for game two.
Talking with Darren McFarland, you can hear him every Monday through Friday with Justin McFarland here 2 to 4 for the McFarland Show on WNSR. You hit the nail right on the head, D-Mac. I mean, all this gets erased if they can get a win tomorrow and come back to Bridgestone Arena Friday in a 1-1 series, because we know the atmosphere for games 3 and 4, regardless of what the series is going to be absolutely berserk.
Yeah, and, you know, the pressure in Vancouver's real. If anybody's never been to Canada, I know we all hear it, but mm-hmm. I've been to Vancouver, I've been to Winnipeg, I've been to these Canadian cities, I've been to Toronto, and, man, they live it 24/7, 365 a year. And, guys, that's the first time Vancouver's hosted a playoff series since 2015.
Wow.
That's a long time for a city that just eats up hockey. There was real pressure on them. And that's another thing. Those the back ends would have been a little bit more tight to, you know, for game two if they'd lost. Okay. You know, they talk about gripping that stick tight. Well, there would have been some other things tight in that city if they had lost game one. But quite honestly, I think, you know, that's a huge win for Vancouver because, you know, they can play a little bit looser. You lose that first game, mm-hmm. and then the, oh, you know what, starts setting in with the fans and the players, and that's a bad recipe. But, you know, look, the Predators did what you have to do on the road. They captured that first goal. You get the building quiet, and unfortunately, it just didn't lead to the victory. They're going to have to do the same thing. I was in Pittsburgh in the Stanley Cup final, man. Let's see, Winnipeg, Dallas. I'm trying to think of the venues I've been in for playoff games against the Predators. And when you jump on a team and you're at home, it feels hopeless. It's an awful feeling. And you don't want Vancouver to come out in game two and strike with like two goals, you know, 5 minutes in. It's almost impossible to come back from that on the road because the building gets so loud. And everything changes, and that is what the Predators have to avoid in game two.
By the way, I'm watching First Take right now in the studio, and I'm watching P.K. Subban standing next to Molly Karam talking hockey, so that could be dangerous for all parties involved, so we'll leave it at that. But anyway,
well, they could use a hockey person on that show if they're going to talk hockey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was on with Greenberg, and, you know, Greenberg's nodding his head like he's really interested in what PK has to say about the NHL playoffs. But anyway, real quick, before we let you go, Darren, obviously it's draft week as well. I've been saying all along that if Ault's on the board for the Titans at 7, they will sprint to the podium and hand the commissioner the card. I think he's going to be there. Some say he won't. If he's there, it's a no-brainer to take him, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been pretty locked in for I've tried to come up with different scenarios. I've tried to come up with something different, but I've been pretty locked in on Joe Ault for a good month and a half, 2 months, and I think there is a real shot he's there at 7, and I think it'll be a really, really easy decision. I think that's where they're going. I think the Chargers, you know, the Chargers are tricky.
Yep.
I'll be curious to see what happens with Arizona at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Does someone jump up there because they want a quarterback and take that 4 spot? How does that affect things? But overall, you know, I've seen stuff people are starting to write about Brock Bowers. I saw Mark Dominic, former NFL GM, talk about it. Brock Bowers is there. The Titans should take him.
Right.
Look, it would be a luxury. It would be cool. There's no way with what this market has experienced in the last 2 years at left tackle. You look, they've been here for 25 years, guys, and we've had the luxury of Brad Hopkins, Michael Roos, and Taylor Lewan.
Mm-hmm.
That's 23 years of pretty, pretty cool stuff, knowing that you've got staples and anchors at left tackle. And then you see life without those three the last 2 years, and you're like, holy crap, how quickly can we get back to that? And they got to take a left tackle if he's there. So, yeah, unless the Chargers or Giants, you know, screw them, I think they're going to get Joe Ault at 7.
All right, Darren, what do you guys got coming up today at 2 o'clock?
We're going to head east in the second hour. We always check in with our guy Vince Ferrara. Great series in Lexington between the Vols and Kentucky in baseball. A top 5 matchup.
That
was pretty cool.
Yep.
Tennessee coming out victorious in that series. Good for them. So we'll check in with Vince. And we'll obviously talk about this Predators series in hour number one and the show. And, of course, as you just mentioned, the NFL draft on Thursday night. Can't wait in Detroit to see what happens with the Titans in the first round. So we'll try to cover all that ground starting at 2 o'clock.
D-Mac, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll talk to you. We'll be listening at 2.
Thanks, Darren.
All right. You guys do the same. Thank you.
All right. Darren McFarland breaking down the Preds as only he can. The guy knows a thing or two about a thing or two when it comes to Predators hockey.
Been here from the start.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You know who else has been here from the start?
Teresa Walker.
She's going to join us next, WNSR.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's a Bill King Show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Welcome back to the show, JB and the General, on a Monday. Coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Terrific weekend, and of course, a big week coming up. She joins us every Monday at this time, the Hall of Fame sports writer for the Associated Press. Her Cubs are 13-9, just two games out of first place in the NL Central. Teresa Walker joins us. Good morning, T.
Good morning. How are we doing on this fine Monday? There's nothing going on this week, is there?
No. Pretty dead week, so thanks for joining us, even though there's nothing to talk about. T, is it is the tradition continuing? You get the first question at the Titans head coach's press conference.
Well, I did the last time we had Callie, so we'll just see. There's you know how we journalists are. Everybody likes to try to be first,
yeah.
And I'll leave it there. But yeah, I'm gonna keep trying.
We know you are.
You get our vote.
That's exactly. Teresa, exactly. If it's up to me, you get the first question. So how about that?
Thank you. That's why I join you guys. Yeah. You have such impeccable taste.
T, I opened the show by saying that it was probably the worst third period in the history of Nashville Predators playoff hockey. It looked like they were in control. They're up 2-1. They had a bunch of power plays with a chance to maybe get a goal and put that thing away. Next thing you know, like Darren McFarland told us just a segment ago, you go up to you use the bathroom or go get a snack, and you know you go from up 2-1 to down 3-2. What did you make of that game last night?
Well, let's put it this way. Yeah, that was one that the Predators hopefully don't look back at and say that's the one where we could, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Brunette did not sound that upset afterwards. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, got to have better from Juuse Saros. That's not that first puck is one that he's got to stop. And Carrier, I mean, he just kind of lost his mind for a second.
Yeah, what the heck was that?
I know. And
he was looking one way and the puck went the other way, it looked like.
Exactly. And Philip Forsberg, that's not the Philip Forsberg we've seen all season. So I do expect better. I know that the stat is that they are 0-12 when they, you know, start the series with a loss. But the thing about that is, at some point that changes. It just does, okay? You know, these lists of teams that, I mean, you know, hey, I'm looking at tickets where I went to a World Series that the Chicago Cubs won after going more than a century between, you know, World Series championships. So, for the Preds fans panicking, calm down. The fact of the matter is the Predators still have way more experience than the Canucks in the postseason. And Juuse Saros has got to prove that he, you know, that he can win a series. This is his moment to shine. And, you know, maybe there was a little bit of rust there, and you know, I saw some people, you know, not local folks, but, you know, some people thinking that maybe the Preds look a little tired in that third period. And I'm like, the team that hadn't played in a week did travel 2,500 miles, rather, the farthest that you've got in a whole stretch. But the situation is this. You do need to, you know, they've got to come with better tomorrow night. So the fact of the matter is they win tomorrow night. They've accomplished what they had to do in Vancouver. Now, yes, they're 0-4 against the Canucks this year. They've been outscored. Those two goals in 12 seconds. I mean, blink. And if you stepped away, you missed the entire turning point of that game. But other than that, they were doing a lot of the things that they needed to do. They were, you know, competing on faceoffs. They were, you know, right in there with hits. They were doing some good stuff. So I'm just saying, you know, Juuse, Philip, be you guys, a little bit more you guys, and let's go back with a split, and suddenly we've got home ice in the series. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, you mentioned Saros. I mean, this is a big legacy series for him, isn't it? I mean, you know, we know about, you know, he's been a Vezina Trophy finalist, considered one of the better goaltenders in the NHL, but hasn't really delivered in a big way in the playoffs. I mean, this is kind of a legacy deal for him, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, here's the fact. He has to show, you know, with a year left on his contract, he just turned 29 on Friday. As great as he has been, you know, he was fourth in the Vezina voting last year. He was a finalist a couple years before that. And then he had the ankle injury that took him out of the playoff series, before they were, you know, they were swept without him. I mean, he has to show. I mean, you know, Pekka-Rinne, why is he so beloved in this city? Why is there a statue out there? Well, 2017 is the biggest reason, but he was in net for playoff series wins. And that's what took the Predators to a new level, is they weren't just making playoffs. They won their first series in 2011 with Pekka. So they've got, that's what he has to do to cement himself. Otherwise, and even if, I mean, you know, Predators need him to have a really great series for a couple of reasons. Just, you know, to see, do we want to invest in him, or is it time to move on and bring up Askarov for one of those guys and make that transition going into this next season? So, I mean, you had Ryan O'Reilly being him and the guy that you brought in last season when people were like, wait a minute, I thought this was a rebuild. And Barry Trotz made it very clear, no, I think we can just retool and be in the playoffs again, and they did. So UC Soros has got to play better. It's that simple. And the defensemen in front of them have to play better. But, yeah, the pressure is on Soros. I mean, you know, a goalie who plays his best at the right time can cement his legacy. And, you know, that pressure is on Soros. It's that simple.
Teresa, game two, we still feel confident in the Preds, even if they weren't go on to win game number two, go back home down 0-2?
Well, it doesn't help, but here's the thing. Because then the pressure is all on the Predators in game three. And I will say this, watching the atmosphere in that building last night, the Canucks, I mean, that they, you know, remember, 2020, the last time they made the playoffs was the bubble in Edmonton, okay? So their playoff history is way much thinner than the Predators as a franchise on the ice with the players. I mean, you know, the Predators have three players who've won the Cup. The Canucks have two. All you have to do if you're the Predators and you do fall down 0-2, take games three and four. Then all you have to do is either win game five or game seven. And for people who say, oh, game seven, that's a real tough one to win. Well, the last time the Predators played a game seven, they lost it on their home ice, 2018 to the Jets. So, you just have to win one on the other team's ice to make it a series. So game two, game six, no, five, game seven, one of those is all you need.
Teresa, the power play started off great for Nashville. They got the goal with Ryan O'Reilly, but after that, the Canucks kind of got away with it. Did you like the looks they were getting in the power play, or did you want to see a little bit more when they had three straight, not end up getting anything out of it?
Well, the thing that I saw the most last night was just too many long passes. I mean, guys, it's the playoffs. If you think you're going to thread some long passes through to a teammate, especially in the third period when you're on the road and you're nursing a lead, excuse me. I mean, the space gets tighter. You know, you've got to make tighter passes. And, yeah, when you've got that many power play attempts, they were 0-9 in three games during the regular season, you've got to do a better job of attacking the net. And, you know, it's cliche sometimes. You know, the going to the hard areas, well, that's that area right in front of the blue ice, the crease. Get up in there, get in the face, get in Demko's face. I mean, this is a guy that was his second game back since he hurt his knee March 7th. So it shouldn't be that tough to get up in there and fight. You know, you got to fight for some dirty pucks and some tips and redirects and things like that to have a chance with the man advantage. And, you know, you've got to work harder. It is that simple. That said, I'm really not that worried. I'll be more worried depending on how we see them play tomorrow night.
Teresa Walker is our guest from the Associated Press. Switching gears, talking NFL draft this week. I keep going back to it, T. And Darren said the same thing a segment before. To me, it's Alt if he's there. And I think he will be there. What say you?
I am not quite so certain two things. Bill Callahan is an offensive line coach, guru, you name it. For all the people who got excited at the idea of bringing Mike Munchak back to coach the offensive line, well, guess what? Bill Callahan is a similar guy when it comes to getting the best and the most out of offensive linemen. This is an offensive tackle deep draft. And I'm sorry, but Calvin Ridley, as excited as everyone is about him, is 29. DeAndre Hopkins is on the other side of 30. And we have seen nothing out of Treylon Burks through two seasons to make me think he can be number three. So for a Callahan offense that we expect to be throwing the ball more and better, I think you still need to get another receiver in this draft. So I did my draft. Picture story moved on Thursday. I did list Joe Alt. I also listed Roma Dunze at Malik Nabers. If one of those guys is there, you know, I and for people, if the Titans end up picking at seven, Don't get mad at them for staying there and picking at seven. You've got to have a dance partner to dance and trade down, okay? Somebody's got to want to come up to get somebody. And how those first six picks go off in front of the Titans, that's going to decide whether somebody wants to try and move up to seven to get somebody.
Are you buying the possibility at Brock Bowers also being a candidate at seven, Teresa?
Yeah. Why? Because, well, there's only three tight ends on the roster right now, and what I said about Treylon Burks kind of stands for Chig Okonkwo and certainly for Josh Whyle. Brian Callahan said some nice things about, you know, Josh Whyle and Chig, you know, starting off the offseason program, but those are two relatively unproven tight ends. So, and Brock Bowers at Georgia, you know, he showed a ton of versatility with the Bulldogs, so, and winning experience. So, you know, and Callahan has said, you know, he likes the idea of having more playmakers. So anything to help the offense have more talent is a good thing. And this is also a coach who has said that you can protect the quarterback with how you run your offense. So, you know, that whole idea of we absolutely have to have Joe Alt, number seven, calm down. There, you know, this is a coach that sounds like he has a plan to help better protect, and, oh, yeah, an offensive line coach that he knows pretty well, to help protect the quarterback. So I do know this. They've got to protect the quarterback better, and they've got to get the ball out faster. And what helps you get the ball out faster? Guys to throw the ball to.
Teresa, as always, we appreciate the time and the knowledge. You have a wonderful day. Go, Cubs, go.
Go, Cubs, go. It's early. Hey, it's April. I'm always happy in this month.
Exactly. Thanks, T.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There she goes, Teresa Walker. Somebody has walked into the studio, some stranger. I don't know who this person is. We'll try to figure it out, and on the other side of this break, we'll get this sorted out. Does that work for you?
Works for me.
WNSR.
Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our Ghost Pepper Sauce, our Thai Sweet Chili, and our best-selling Black Truffle Hot Sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The battle for a 7th Street Division crown starts right now.
Nashville's already knows.
Don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone. Home run, Michael Harris.
Tonight, it's Division Baseball from the heart of Atlanta as Brian Snitker and the Braves face off against the Miami Marlins at Truist Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Welcome back. John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. What are you doing here, man?
Fellows.
Hi, Greg Pogue.
What's up, JB?
What's going on, man?
Just driving around.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out life. And, you know.
When you do, let me know.
Yeah,
give
really.
Me a call,
yeah,
all right?
No,
good to see you, buddy.
Good. Just
big
dropped,
week. Nashville
yeah.
Cats open up Saturday night.
It's almost.
It's here, man.
Yeah, and. It, yeah, and it's amazing what that building is going to look like.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
It had a deep scrub. Our signage, our field, all of our dashboards are being installed as we speak.
Wow.
The field is being installed as we speak.
Wow.
All of our signage is being installed as we speak. Our broadcast prep platform in our media area is going to take a lot of the page from what the Predators did, took a section. We'll have a media section. I've ordered the media food, so everybody should be happy. It's Roy Meat Service.
Yeah, Bob Kuzik will be there.
Oh, yeah.
If for no other reason.
Get to eat.
And
we got media luncheon, you guys, 1 o'clock at
yeah.
Roy's. I don't know if you saw.
Wednesday, I got the press release.
Okay, all right, good. We got to see where.
We got to see what the press schedule is like media-wise, but we're going to make every effort to get out there.
Well, they will play when again?
Tuesday? They play tomorrow night,
yep.
So they'll be traveling back
Wednesday.
Yeah, they
won't Wednesday. Be back. Yeah.
They probably won't be back till late afternoon.
Yeah, and the Titans have their draft thing Tuesday, so we're
tomorrow,
Wednesday.
1 o'clock,
Wednesday
yeah.
at 1. I guarantee you, I'm not worried because the media availability is at 1, free lunch at 1:30 at Roy's. We'll have plenty of media there.
Yeah.
And I brought you guys some ticket vouchers.
I saw that. Thank you.
You're going to be giving away on the air this week.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of these is worth 2 tickets.
Okay.
So we're an upgrade. So anyway, yeah, it's we had a roster cut yesterday, named our starting quarterback. Ramon Atkins beat out Charlie Brewer.
No, because it looked like it was going to be Charlie.
Yeah, but I tell you, Ramon Atkins 2 years ago was the Indoor Football League Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
wow. All league. He's and it was the training camp cuts came last night and back out
did
regular with our partner Lipscomb Academy, where all of our football operations are being worked out of. So
yeah, Dougie Fresh, frequent caller to the show, was bragging that he got to go out to practice and he was, you know, taking pictures and rubbing elbows with everybody. And he was
Everybody else can do that too if they like. I mean, practice is open.
He said he had a contact.
He made it sound like he was special. He's like, well, I have contacts.
I hooked him up.
Yeah,
we figured that.
Open the door and said, "Everybody, come on in." I mean, we are anti-Vrabel. Okay, I guarantee you. You can come out and take a few snaps. You can diagram plays. You can record the plays and send them to our competition.
Okay,
I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's wide open. What did you think of the Preds game last night?
Did you have to watch it? Man, that little 90-second window or whatever, that bang and.
Mm-hmm.
They were the better team for the first 2 periods.
Two and a half, I think.
Yeah, and just a couple fluke goals. Saros would only face 19 shots.
Yeah. Yeah.
They let a great opportunity. Now, I think you think the two teams had been off since Monday, the Preds had. Well, the Canucks had played Thursday.
Right.
Yep. So the more aggressive, the harder hitter, the more physical team, in two teams that are very similar – They eliminated Quinn. He was no factor at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they had a great opportunity to at least come out of there 1-1.
Yeah, because a lot of people are saying, well, you know, the Preds can still win tomorrow night and come home 1-1, which is certainly on the table. But we got to also look at it from the Vancouver side of things. Like, hey, we didn't play our best, but mm-hmm. we won. We're up 1-0. You know, let's get after it in game two and make sure we go to Nashville up 2-0. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. I'm very eager to see what happens tomorrow night.
Well, and
that's the beauty of the playoffs,
yeah,
right?
And the thing about it is, Stu, we worked with the NHL to place the Predators games on Friday and Sunday.
Right.
So that way they wouldn't be head-to-head against the Cats on Saturday.
Well, there
we
you
worked
go.
That out with the league.
Good job by you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job.
Oh, when that schedule came out Friday, Sunday.
Breathe a big sigh of relief.
And then the Sounds are out of town Saturday night, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You got the night off.
Y'all know what
yourselves.
You're doing over there.
Yeah. And yeah. So.
Well, you know, it's Pogue, man.
Sure.
He knows where the bodies are buried, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he plays this nice guy on the outside. He knows where Jimmy Hoffa's buried. Trust me, he was there. He was talking to Barry Trotz.
He was talking to Barry. You better not have a home game this weekend.
No, Friday and Sunday is perfect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway. Well, sure. Good. Thanks. Hey, no, I just wanted to drop these ticket vouchers to give away and everything. And so.
All right.
Wednesday media day, John. Come on.
All right.
1 o'clock.
Yep. Yeah, we're planning on going. Real quick,
it's good seeing you, Greg.
Well,
we appreciate you.
Well,
coming
I'll listen, bouncing. I'll text you. You know, you said it's going to be JB. Did you see my text?
Yeah, I did.
You know, JB on a Monday night. Yeah. JBGP, we're taking him out. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're gonna do a night out. Mm-hmm. Try to get Bullock to come with us, and we'll show him a good time before he gets married. Not too good of a time.
No, absolutely.
No, just a good time, just a fun night.
Good
out.
Enough.
Yeah, a little fellowship.
We'll just watch you in your world, just and take notes.
Welcome to my world. did you catch much of Tennessee State spring practice?
Yeah,
Eddie seemed pretty pleased with what he saw.
Yeah, they are. I mean, the transfer portal is still white. You know, who knows what the final roster is going and coming.
Sure.
Thought Draylen Ellis, though, new offensive coordinator,
cool.
Moved over from UT Martin. Jason Partridge, the quarterback coach there for Jason Simpson, he looked really good. And so I think they're going to be better, but that's, you know, so is that whole league.
I was going to say better could be relative term, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Well, Greg, have a great day.
Right.
Thanks for stopping by.
Right.
You know, it's always great to see you.
Yep.
The door's always open anytime you want to come in and
hang out
with us.
Still
so.
Part of the family. I'm sitting in the same chair I sit in
right.
at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock Saturday
like
morning.
Show.
Yeah, I'm here. Darren, turn my microphone around. What the hell? All right, see you, boys.
Good seeing you, buddy. Thanks, Greg. All right, we'll break early. RD and Kolioka will join us next. WNSR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Wrapping up a Monday show. Boy, this show flew by. So much to react to from the weekend here on WNSR. RD in Kalioka joins us. Hi, RD.
Good morning, guys. Great hearing from the Pogue Man. Enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to talk to the Pogemon.
Sure it is. Now, Patton?
Yes.
Means you're accepting marital advice from experience this morning. The best advice I can give you, son, is to do not make my mistake and take far, far too long to buy into the two little magical words, yes, dear. But now, listen, I hope Lexi's not listening, so I don't want to get mad at me.
No, you're fine.
But Patton, when you do utilize these two little words, which are indeed magical, son, it does not have to come from the heart.
Thank you, RD.
Well, after a while, you'll just be programmed to say it. Right. She'll say something. It'll be like elevator music. You know, you'll hear it, but you won't really pay attention. Just go, sounds great, honey. Yes, dear.
Yeah, I kind of.
John, you're all over it. One more quick thing.
Yeah.
Concerning the bachelor's party, versus you guys going downtown, taking Patton downtown Nashville, where we know many dangers are lurking, Lexi would probably approve if you bring it to Kalioka, where you only have two safe venues to choose from. That's our little lunch diner and the post office.
We will take that under advisement, yes. RD.
Love you guys. See you later.
Love you too, RD. Thanks, man.
I've quickly learned that I kind of throughout the wedding kind of planning process. To be honest, I haven't done a whole lot because. Mm-hmm. One, she doesn't really want my opinion right. For a whole lot of it, which I understand. Kind of asked me briefly about the flowers, and I go, I said, I think those look okay. I mean, I think we can keep looking. She goes, well, I like them. I go, okay, we can do
that. All right, let's go with that. Yeah. Then, you know what? Let's go with those then.
Just,
yeah.
You, whatever you want, let's just do it.
It's funny because it's, you know, it's more her day than it is right. Your day, right? You're the special guest. You know?
Right, I'm not wearing a big, white, beautiful dress. I'm just right. In a normal tux.
Right. You're already going to be standing there when she comes down the aisle. Right. You're just going to be like, your goal is to, you know, say the vows and don't pass out.
Right. Don't fall over. Smack my face on the pavement.
But remember when we did the podcast, we said that to Bullock, we're like, well, it's more, you know, he's married. I said, it was more her day than yours, right? He's like, nah, man, it was both our days, man. You know, Bullock, he's like, what are you talking about, right. Man? I'm Mr. Monday Night.
Of course.
It's my day, too.
I mean, he was probably in a...
Didn't they say they had two cakes? He had one that he liked and one that she liked?
Exactly, two cakes. He was probably in a nice fitted white tuxedo, oh, yeah. I'd imagine.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He he was
looking
dressed
snazz.
To the nines. Oh, yeah. So, that was fun. I was surprised he said that.
Right.
You go back and listen, by the way, to our podcast. It premieres every... a new episode, I should say, premieres every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. right here at WNSR. But you can stream it on Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and CastBox. So no shortage of ways to find us. Go back, listen to old episodes, et cetera, et cetera. What's good with KB and JB,
yes,
the podcast show featuring our producer, Patton Cook. But
some sports in there, but a lot, I think, stories I'd never really would think to have asked or heard of before from Keith.
He can spin a yarn, can't he?
Sure can.
I think that's the beauty of it. That yeah, man. So big week coming up, obviously. NFL Draft Night 1 on Thursday. Titans, for now, have the 7th pick in round 1. Mm-hmm. Carthon's going to speak to the media tomorrow. Pogi was just on. Nashville Cats open up their season in Arena Football Saturday night. Obviously, Game 2, Predators Canucks tomorrow in Vancouver. Then the series will shift here for the weekend. Game 3 Friday, Game 4 Sunday. So, boy, I tell you what, usually it's for a non-football period, it is busy, busy, busy. You kind of take for granted when the Preds aren't in the playoffs, mm-hmm, like how much that really energizes the city. Like Friday night's going to be, whether it's 1-1 or 0-2, Friday night's going to be absolutely on fire.
Yeah, it won't matter. Just the level of desperation will be a little bit amped up if
you're
down 0-2, but in terms of atmosphere, noise, electricity in the building, it's going to be terrific. Tomorrow will be a solo show for me, so I'm looking to get Joey Dwyer on right around 10:05 or 10:25, mm-hmm, and of course we'll have our Cats Corner at 10:40 and Brad Powers. So we can go anywhere you want tomorrow, NBA, NFL. Call or text us.
Yeah, I'm gonna take tomorrow off and take care of some things before we get really, really in the nitty gritty, mm-hmm, with the playoffs and the draft and all that kind of stuff. So you are in command. The general is in command tomorrow. So you will be addressing the troops solo.
Yes, tomorrow. 2 hours of Cavaliers and Nashville SC talk. So if you don't want that, call or text, and we can go wherever you want. I'm just letting you know now.
So it's up to you, folks.
If you don't want Nashville SC coverage,
you don't
for want two
to hear
hours.
About Caris LeVert and Donovan Mitchell for 2 hours. Very good, man. Have a great show tomorrow
too,
and a great
John.
Day today. Thanks for listening, everybody. McFarland's at 2, Darren and Justin. Plaz, 1 week from today, 4 to 6. Cannot wait for that. And Jim Rome coming up straight ahead. Have a great day, everybody. Patton will talk to you tomorrow. I'll see you on Wednesday.